Hi, my name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Taharot. Today we are in the 6th chapter, 2nd Mishnah. We are continuing to tease apart the laws of Rishut Rabim and Rishut Yachid, the various Rishuyot. There are four areas, tells us the Mishnah, Arba Sfeikot Rabbi Yeshua Metamim Chachamim Taran. There are four areas where Rabbi Yeshua considers the case to be Tamim, and Chachamim considers the case to be Tahor. Today we are going to explore the precedence of Rishut Rabim versus the precedent of Rishut Yachid. You'll see in a moment. Ketzad, what exactly are these four cases? Ha Tame Omed Ve'atahor Over. The an individual who is Tame is standing beneath a tree, and the someone who's Tahor passes. And it's a suffix whether he actually passes underneath a tree and he's caught in the ohel created by the tame or not. Hatahor omed fetame over. By the way, just to be clear, the ohel under a tree is a Rishut Yachid, but that tree is planted in the middle of a Rishut Rabim. So here you have a Rishut Yachid floating in the middle of a Rishut Rabim. It's unclear if the individual who's passing is in the Rishut Yachid or not, whether he entered it or not. Hatahor omed ve'atame over, the flip case, the tahor is the one standing under the tree, and maybe the tame individual passed under the tree or not. Hatuma b'rishut yachid ve'tahara b'rishut harabim, you have a something tame, I don't know, like a salami, or I don't know, is in the private domain, identical salami is in Vatara, Bishut Rabim is in the public domain. You touched one, but you're not sure which one you touched. Tahara, Bishut Yachid, Vatuma, Bishut Rabim, or the exact flip case. The Tahara one is in the private domain, the Tame one is in the public domain. Safik Naga, Safik Lo Naga. You're not sure if you touched it or you didn't touch it. Safik Yil, Safik Lo Yil. You're not sure if you were in the same Ohel or not. Safik Hesit, Safik Lo Hesit. You're not sure if you waved it or not, meaning all of these cases. Rabbi Shua Tame Vechachamim Taharin. So Rabbi Shua says Tame. He says Tame. Why? Because Rishut Yachid means, Safik Rishut Yachid means Tame. And why are Chachamim Taharin? They say Safik Rishut Rabim is Tahor. Meaning we have these two principles, but we haven't thought about what happens when these two principles come into conflict, and that is the source of the machlokas. Is it more important that Safik Rishut Yachid is Tahor is Tame, or is it more important that Safik Rishut Rabim is Tame? That is indeed the machlokas we see here in this Mishnah. Mishnah number 3. So you have a tree that's standing, that's placed in the middle of a public domain, and the tuma is, there's something tame in the top branches. Allah l'rosho, and you climbed up the tree, safek naga, safek lo naga. You're not sure if you touched that thing or not. So remember, inside the tree is Rishut Yachid. Sveiko tame. If you're not sure, then you're tame. Because, as a classic case, the ilan is Rishut Yachid itself. Safek Rishut Yachid is tame. Hechnis yado lechor sheyesh bo tuma. But as a introduction, by the way, all these cases are going to be pseudo Rishut Yachid. This is a case where you have Rishut Yachid planted Rishut Rabim, and you're not sure if you're, again, like last Mishnah, if you're in the Rishut Rabim or in the Rishut Yachid. Hechnis yado lechor sheyesh bo tuma. Safek naga, safek lo naga. You entered your hand into a hole, and inside that hole, I don't know, in a tree or in a wall, something inside that hole is a dead rat. Safik naga, safik lo naga. You're not sure if you touched it or not. Sveiko tame. We consider that to be tame. Chanut shehi, dead rat might be a no. Dead rat is a good example. Chanut shehi tmea uptucha l'rishut rabim. You have a store that is open. It has something tame inside and is open to the public walkway. Safik nichnas, safik lo nichnas. You're not sure if you went in or not. Sfeiko tahor. There we say that the status of Rishut Yachid trumps. Safik naga, safik lo naga, sfeiko tahor. If you're not sure if you touched or not, also tahor. Shtei chanuyot achat me'a v'achat tehora. You have two stores, and one has something tame in it, and one has something tahor in it. Nichnas l'achat mehen, you entered one of them. Safek l'tame, nichnas safek l'tor, nichnas, but you don't remember which one you went into. You don't know if you went into into the tahor one or into the tame one. Sfeiko tame, we say that you are tame mishum safek because one of them is definitely private domain. Therefore, we are going to employ the rule that safek rishut hayachid tame. That is all for today. Hope to see you tomorrow.